Actually, this is the fourth part and the last part of a four-part series. It's called The Riches of Heaven. It's a prosperity series. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't know that God wants them to have abundance. He wants them to do good in life. He wants them to be successful. He wants you to have prosperity. And that's what we talked about in part one, was that God wants you to have that prosperity. So in this part, though, what we're going to talk about, this is actually really fun today. This is the final part, but this is a really fun part, is talking about supernatural increase. Getting supernatural increase, knowing that God has opened the way. He's already laid up everything for you. I was talking about that last week. But there are many ways that God can bring increase, prosperity, and abundance into your life. And today, I want you to stretch your minds, stretch your hearts, and stretch your believing to know that God can bring in many different ways into your life prosperity. Because sometimes we get into this one-track mind. You think that the only place where you're getting prosperity or increase in your life is your job. And you're thinking, okay, if I want to get more, that means I got to get a raise, right? Or I got to get a bonus. I got to somehow talk to the boss and get him to give me more. And that suddenly, that's the only thing you're looking at is the boss and trying to figure out, how do I get him to get me more? With God, when you're working with God, there are so many other forms and ways, sources that God has to bring abundance into your life. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. All the different sources that God has to bring abundance into your life. So I want you to get out of the tunnel vision of just thinking it's got to happen one way, that there's only one way, and begin to see multiple sources for prosperity to come into your life. And the more that you can expand, and this is, see, it's just not about listening today. You're going to need to stretch and expand your mind and your heart to believe and receive it. If you believe it, you'll receive it. God has already provided it. He's ready to give it. He's ready to pour it out into your heart. You just have to believe it and receive it. Okay? So let's go on with this. Now, one of the things, the first thing we need to look at is that with God, all things are possible. Jesus said this. He said, it was in Matthew 19 and verse 26, he said, with God, all things are possible. So you really need to start to get that into your heart and into your mind that all things are possible. That means we have to think beyond the physical. As I'm sharing different experiences and examples with you, you're going to go, how is that possible? That can't be right. That would never work. How would that work? And you're going to be sitting there scratching your head and trying to figure out how it's working. Dismiss all that, because that's the wrong question, asking how it's going to work. You're not going to figure it out. It's not a logical thing. When supernatural increase comes into your life, it's a supernatural thing that God is bringing. He brings it in a way that you don't expect. It happens in a way that you can't figure out. You can't figure out how it's happening. So don't waste your time going, how did that happen? Just open your heart and mind to believe all things are possible with God. And when you start to believe that, now it can start to happen in your life. And it will happen in your life, because God has prepared it and made it that way. When you're following and walking with God, He wants to bring supernatural increase into your life. And I know we all want it. It's very exciting and a great time. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it talks about Abraham. And Abraham was made a promise of God that him and his wife Sarah would have a son. He was about 75 years old when God made this promise to him. And many years went by, and now him and Sarah were in their 90s, and still they had no son. They're in their 90s. God comes back and says, I'm going to fulfill this promise to you. You're going to have this son. Sarah laughed. She was like, oh no. Oh, can you believe it? Let's see. In my childbearing years, I couldn't have a child, and now in my 90s, God is going to give me this son. Really? Right? Isn't that what we often say when, you know, God's going to do something in our life? We're like, really? Here's what God said, though, in response to that. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no. That's what I want you to start stretching your mind. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. That means whatever dream God has put into your heart, whatever situation that you're in that maybe seems insurmountable and you can't get out of it, I want you to know that nothing is too hard for the Lord. He can help you overcome that situation. He can bring that dream to pass. He can make it happen in your life. He has set the plan forward for you. And now we believe it and we will receive it. Long story short, Abraham received that son. He was 100 years old when he had that son. I think Sarah was 90, I think it was 90 or 92 when she had that son. But she had that boy. All things are possible with God. So if he makes a promise and you believe it, you will receive it in all ways. All things are possible with God. We just have to open, break away from the limiting beliefs that have us thinking according to the physical mind, the things that lock us into tunnel vision and thinking, well, that dream can only come about one way. Know that God has multiple ways to make that dream happen. And it may not be a literal, straightforward journey. You know, there might be other twists and turns that come along in the and along the way. So look for that to happen because God wants it to happen. Here was an interesting thing of supernatural increase. This was a great story. Jesus, this is in, if you want to look it up in your Bible, Matthew 17, and we're looking at the 27th verse. But Jesus went into the temple, and the tax collectors that were in there approached the disciple Peter that was with Jesus and said, "Does your master pay taxes?" Peter said, "Yes, he does." So he went to Jesus to tell him about this. Jesus already knew what he was going to say, and he told Peter, he said, "Take a hook, go down to the water, and throw it in, and the first fish that you catch, open its mouth and take the piece of money out of it and bring it back, and we'll pay our taxes with that." So Peter ran down to the, you know, ran down to the ocean, throwed in his hook, waited, caught that first fish, opened its mouth, took out the piece of money that was in the mouth, went back to the temple, and he paid both Jesus and his taxes with that money. How many people are going, "How did that happen? Is that possible?" With God, all things are possible. We got to believe it, and we will receive it. They got money out of the mouth of a fish. If we were believing that, imagine how much more we could have in our lives. We could catch a whole bunch of fish, open their mouths, and take the money out of it. Money provided by a fish. Amazing. Amazing things that can happen with us. You know, for me, I've had supernatural increase in my life, and I'm going to tell you a few stories about it. One of them was, I was walking through a parking lot one day, and I was thinking about supernatural increase, how God brings abundance into your life, and I was thinking about this as I'm walking across the parking lot. And then there was a breeze that blew across this parking lot, and I started seeing something tumbling towards me, and I said, "Oh, that looks like money." And it stopped right at my feet. And I looked down, and there was a $10 bill. And I picked it up and said, "Thank you, God." Supernatural increase. God was bringing it into my life on the wind. God is bringing it into your life on the wind. He is bringing it into your life in the mouth of a fish. Get used to it. Isn't that good? Is that good stuff? Would you like that? Get used to it and start to expect it. Believe it and you will receive it, that the abundance can come in different ways. You probably weren't thinking that it was going to come in the mouth of the fish. I didn't think it was going to be coming on the wind. But God brings it into our life in different ways. So yeah, we can have a job. It'll be paying us our weekly wages or whatever. But in addition to that, begin to expect and believe God can bring supernatural things into my life, things I never even expected. Another wonderful story was in 1 Kings. This is chapter 17. It's about verse 6 I'm looking at. And this was Elijah. Now, Elijah is a prophet of God. A prophet of God is somebody who obviously puts God first place. And this was in the midst of a famine. So there was a great famine in the land, and Elijah was getting hungry. There was no food. It wasn't like today when there's a famine, we can run into some grocery store and you still find there's all kinds of food there. He was running out of food. But God said, "Elijah, don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. I've told the ravens to feed you." He told the birds to feed Elijah. And sure enough, In the morning, the birds came and they brought bread and meat. And in the evening, they brought meat and bread. So morning and evening, the ravens were bringing food for Elijah to eat in this famine. He wasn't hungry. He had tons and tons of food coming into his life. God was taking care of him. This is supernatural increase. Have you seen the prices in the grocery stores? Have you seen how much it costs? Can you imagine if you didn't have to go to the grocery stores and buy food, but God had prepared it so that the food is just coming to you in your life? How much extra money would you have in your pocket if you didn't have to go and buy that food, if God was bringing it in a supernatural way? Here, the birds were bringing the food to Elijah. The birds can bring the food to you too. There was a young boy. He was 15 years old, and he heard this story, and he said, "Wow, that's a great idea." So he prayed to God, and he asked God, he said, "God, I'd like to have $10 to send to the missionaries." He had this big belief that he wanted to support this one particular missionary, and he asked God to have the birds bring him $10. And he told God, "Have them put it in that tree in the backyard of our house." So after he prayed this, the first day he went out, he looked in that tree, and he found 65 cents. The second day he went out, and he looked in that tree, and he found $2.35 in the tree. On the third day, he went out, and he found $7 in the tree. In 3 days, he had $10, the money he wanted for his mission. He continued to go out and look in the tree, though. For the next 2 months, he collected money. He collected $440 from that tree. The birds were bringing money to that he had asked. "And you, would you like an extra $440 out of the tree?" They say money doesn't grow on trees, but apparently birds can bring money to trees. God can do supernatural things, and all we need to do is believe it and receive it. This young boy, he didn't have our limitations saying, "Well, that won't work for me." He didn't know that. He heard the story, he said, "Whoa. Elijah's getting food from the birds. All I need is $10. Look, he got so much more than $10. The total was $440 at the end. God will bring you above and beyond what you're asking for. You just have to believe it and receive it. Also, ask for it. Notice, he asked. Some of us are not asking God for what we need. We're grumbling, we're complaining, we're saying, "Why doesn't God do something?" And yet we've never asked him to provide for us. Or we're expecting it to all come from one particular source. "You know, I asked that boss for a raise. He said no." God's got another way to bring it. Ask him and believe that supernatural increase can happen in your life too. And it will, because God wants you to have it. Elijah, this famine was still going on. Or actually, this was after the famine, sorry. This was Elijah, again, the prophet of God. He puts God first place, and this time he was being pursued. He was the only prophet of God left, and the woman named Jezebel was after him. She wanted to kill him. So he had fled and run off into the wilderness to hide. And while he was out there, he got hungry, and he got tired, and he felt, "Oh man, this journey is so difficult and so hard. I don't know how I'm going to make it." And he just went to sleep under this tree. He felt exhausted. And he even said, he said, "I don't want to live anymore. This is just too hard." He went to sleep. A while later, he felt somebody tap him on the shoulder. It was an angel. The angel said, "Get up and eat." And he looked, and there was a cake baking on a charcoal and a jug of water. So he ate the cake, and he drank the water, and he went back to sleep. A little while later, a second time, the angel came, tapped him on the shoulder, woke him up, and said, "Eat and drink." And again, he ate the cake. He drank the water. This food that he received from the angel sustained him for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. It was enough to give him enough energy and strength for 40 days and 40 nights. Hey, if you were eating that kind of food that angels are providing, you wouldn't have to eat as often. That would save you money too. That would be supernatural increase coming into your life. Wouldn't that be great if that's the way food was coming? But that is the way food can come into your life. Angels can bring it into your life. You know, you can have, look at this. Fish are bringing money into your life. Birds are bringing money or food into your life. Angels are feeding you. This is the supernatural way of God. Now, God's ways are higher than our ways. So we have to stretch our minds and our hearts beyond where we are into that supernatural realm. It can happen right here for you in the physical, and all you need to do is believe it to receive it. You know, last year, I didn't have any birds or fish or angels bring anything into my life. But there were angels that brought stuff into my life, even though, angels, yes. And what it was three separate times in 2012, people came to me and Liza and gave us great amounts of money. It wasn't hundreds of dollars. It was thousands of dollars. And they didn't come because I worked for them, so it wasn't a wage. They didn't come because they were related to me, so it wasn't a favor. They didn't come because I had done something for them. They just came. On three separate occasions last year, people came and gave Liza and me thousands of dollars. And it was for us. Why did they do it? The supernatural power of God. We had been praying and talking to God and asking God, bring into our lives supernatural favor. Bring the favor of God and the blessing of God into our life. Bring supernatural increase into our lives. It was so great. They were saying, thank you. We just want to say thank you. And they were bringing this to us. And we're going, what did we do? And we couldn't figure it out. We were like, well, what do you think we did? Did we say something to them? No. Did we tell them something? No. They just brought it. And they were so glad to give it to us. And I was so glad to receive it. Supernatural increase. So we've got, just imagine if birds and fish and angels and I don't know what other kind of animals, dogs, turtles, guinea pigs, who knows? And we don't know how it happens. We don't know. We can't figure it all out, but it will happen. If you believe it, you will receive it. Are you starting to get this? Are you starting to get excited about this? See, God is doing amazing things in our life if we believe it, if we expect it. We should be expecting to see supernatural things. I'm expecting to see greater supernatural things in 2013 than I saw in 2012. And I thought those were pretty cool things. But I know that God can even do greater things in my life. Just have to believe it and receive it. He's doing and wants to do those things in your life too. Begin to ask for it. Remember, Liza and I, like the young boy, we were asking God, bring supernatural increase into our life. We didn't say, God, you need to have the boss give me a raise because that's the only way I'm going to have more money. We didn't limit God. You don't want to limit God. Even if you have a dream, there might be a great dream. Maybe you're building a business. Maybe you have a great invention that you're working on or something like that. So you have a dream that you're pursuing. Don't limit yourself to a tunnel vision that dream has to be fulfilled in only one way. Know that there are multiple ways that it can come to pass. Don't limit God. Let the supernatural power of God go to work. It might come through a person. It might come through an angel. It might come through a fish. You never know. You never know how it's going to work with God. But be ready and prepared for it. Now, here's some other ways that God was bringing supernatural increase into people's lives. This was right after the ravens were feeding Elijah. This is another story of Elijah. He seemed to be really good with receiving supernatural increase. But you'll find if you go through the Bible from cover to cover, you will see people have increased. They increased in gold, they were increased in silver, they increased in wisdom, always supernaturally. They weren't out there having to work 40 hours a week to get the increase. They were under the favor of God and the blessing of God. And they were expecting to receive supernatural increase. This is a widow in this story. And this is Elijah. He is told by God after the ravens had finished feeding him. God said, go and talk to this widow in this one particular town. She will provide for you. So Elijah shows up at her house and he sees this woman outside and she's collecting sticks. And Elijah says, can I have a drink of water? And she says, sure. So she goes to get it. He says, and some bread. And she goes, well, she said, I don't have any bread. See, all I have is a little bit of oil and a little bit of flour, and this drought has been going on, and I was going to collect these sticks and make a cake, and then my son and I was going to eat it, and then we were going to die. It had got to that point in the famine. There was no more food. That's all they had, was a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil. They were going to make a cake, and they were going to die. They knew it. Elijah said, but first, make me a cake, and then make your son and yourself a cake. So she said, okay. Now, why did she say okay? Would you put this guy, Elijah, ahead of your son? If you knew that was your son's last meal, would you say, yeah, sure, let's bake a cake for this perfect stranger? No, you probably wouldn't. But remember, Elijah was a prophet of God. And what we need to do to receive supernatural increase, this is the key right here. We need to put God first place in our life. This widow knew that, and she put God first place, God's servant or the prophet. She put him first place, and she baked that cake for him first. And then she went ahead and she was able to bake a cake for her and her son, which is kind of strange. But then they were able to do it again the next day, and the next day, and the next, and the next, and the next. And that flour and that oil never ran out, even though she only had enough for one cake in the beginning, because she put God first place. The oil and the flour never ran out. It just kept increasing and increasing and increasing, and it lasted them through the entire famine. They never starved. Her plan was to eat the cake and die. God has other plans for you. Sometimes it seems like you're in a difficult situation and you're thinking there's no way out of it. I want you to know there is a way out of it. God has a plan for you to overcome whatever that obstacle is. Put him first place, and then the supernatural increase will begin to flow into your life. The flour began to increase. The oil increased. It never ran out through that entire famine. You know, Liza and I wrote our first book probably about 5 or 6 years ago, right? And at that time, we were looking for ways to market it, and we couldn't find really any ways to market it. We wondered how to sell it, and we'd published it ourselves because we were really passionate and believed what we were writing about. And so Liza put it on Amazon. A lot of people buy books on Amazon, so I thought that was a pretty good idea. And it went like crazy. Suddenly this book just started selling off the charts. We went like up to number 4 on Amazon's list, like overnight. And we were like, we haven't done any promotion. We haven't done it. What is going on here? We were shipping books like crazy because we were doing all this stuff ourselves. And we were like, this is incredible. What had happened? We tried to figure it out. What happened? Liza's still trying to figure out what happened. How did it do that? She wanted to do it again. And she was trying to figure out, how did it happen? What did she do? She was going over all the stuff that she'd done. But whatever she tried again didn't work. Because the first time, it wasn't something that we did. It was something God did. Now, this is another important point, because notice, a lot of times there's something we do in our life that becomes very successful, and we do really great at it, we get very excited, and we go, wow, that was incredible. I would like to do that again. But God doesn't always do things the same way the second time. He has a different way of doing things. So we've been trying to recreate that and figure it out. We've got to realize, move forward, and know we can't figure out what was done. It was done by God. Supernatural, that's right. You know, Jesus really demonstrated this quite well when he was walking on the earth, because he was healing a lot of blind people. And he never seemed to heal them in the same way. One blind guy, he just said, be healed. The guy's eyes were healed. The second guy, he touched his eyes and said, be healed. The guys were healed. The third guy, he spits in the dirt, makes some mud, sticks it on his eyes and tells him, go down to that river and wash your eyes out. And his eyes were healed. So here are 3 blind guys being healed, but not all healed in the same way. There was a slight variation in the way that it came about. Same thing is true in our lives. Sometimes we get into a routine where we think something worked. Maybe you saw your parents succeed at something or do something right, And so you've been repeating that again and again and again. Realize that God has a different ways. He has different ways to make you successful. He has different ways to make you abundant. He has different ways to bring increase into your life. Stretch your mind a little bit. Stretch your heart a little bit so that you can receive. If we try to keep repeating the same thing over and over again, they call that insanity. No. But if we keep repeating and we don't get those results, you know, but sometimes it's because the only thing we know, that's why we keep repeating it. We need to break out of that. Start looking to God, put God in first place, and ask Him for that supernatural favor to come into your life to do amazing things. There was this, there's another prophet called Elisha. This is different than Elijah. This is Elisha. Now, they sound very similar, but they're two totally different guys here. Trust me. This is in 2 Kings, and this is chapter 4. Elisha, he went into this one town, and there was this widow. This is a different widow. She comes out, and she says to him, "Hey, you know, I got a problem. The creditors are coming, and they want to take my sons and sell them or use them into slavery because I can't pay the debt." And Elisha says, "What do you want me to do? What do you have, ladies, in your house?" And she says, "Well, I've got nothing in my house except for I got this one bottle of oil in my house." So Elisha says, "I want you to go to all your neighbors and all the people you know and collect vessels. Collect as many vessels as you can. And once you have all these vessels collected, take them into the house, close the doors, and then begin to fill them up with your oil." So she went out all through the neighborhood, collected all these vessels, brought them into her house, shut the door, and she began to pour the vessels. And she kept telling her sons, "Okay, bring another vessel." And she filled it up, and she filled the next one up. And she kept saying, "Bring another one," and she filled the next one up. And then finally, her son said, "There are no more vessels." The oil had supernaturally increased, and every single vessel that she had brought into the house was now filled with oil. Elisha told her, "Take the oil and sell it, pay off your debt, and use the rest to live on." Check that out. The debt was paid. Some of you might have debt. Maybe you have credit card debt. Maybe you got some bills coming in. Maybe it's just a phone bill. But there's different bills that come in that build up. She was thinking, you know, in those days, it's not really what they would do is they would take people and then make them work off their debt. Those two kids were going to have to work until that debt was paid for. That's what they, when they say slaves there, that's what it means. They're going to have to work off that debt. And some of us feel like we're working off that debt. Some of you feel like you're going to work just to pay for all those bills or that big debt that you built up. We have to expect supernatural increase God can bring into our lives to wipe it out. Here the debt was wiped out. She had enough when she sold the oil that she was able to pay all of her bills. And what did he say? And live on the rest. They were going to live on the rest. So it wasn't just paying the bills. They now had something to live on. They had a way or a wage that they could now live and eat and have a good life. That's supernatural increase, people. God wants to bring that into your life. You want to receive it? You should get ready because God wants to bring it in and do amazing things in your life. Let me tell you another story here. There was a pastor, he was looking for a building. And this was a building for he had an outreach program to feed the poor. And so he was looking and his real estate agent was taking him to all these buildings and there were millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he was like, "I can't afford these. I'm just feeding the hungry. You know, I can't afford all these buildings." Finally, they looked at this one building and they really liked it. And the real estate agent said, "I know the owner. Let me go talk to him. I think he'll give you a good deal because he owns a lot of property and he does a lot of good work." So sure enough, the real estate agent talked to the owner and he came back with a price. It was a pretty good price. It was much lower than the value of the building. The building had been millions of dollars and this was a much lower price. And this pastor looked at the amount that was there and he said, "No." He said, "I want him to give me this building for free. Because I believe in a supernatural God. I believe in a supernatural God, and I am expecting this building will be given to me for free." The owner said, no, not going to do that. And so he walked away. 6 months later, though, the real estate agent contacted the pastor and said, this guy is ready to give his building to you. How did that happen? How is that possible? Can't figure it out. It's supernatural. This man, this pastor, had the nerve, though, to stand and believe in a supernatural God. He said, I'm believing it, and I'm going to receive it. And he did. He received what he asked for. Are you guys asking God for what you need or for what you're dreaming of? Are you asking him? You're not asking, you're not going to be getting it. You've got to have a strong belief in the supernatural, that supernatural things are possible, supernatural increase is possible. You got to have that belief. Stretch your mind to get to that point, to know God can bring things in many, many different ways into your life. He wants to do it. And when we have that strength that we stand in that belief, it happens, just like it did for this pastor. He now has this multi-million dollar building, and he got it for free. And he's able to do great work feeding the poor with it. We can believe in supernatural increase in so many areas of our life. We just have to expect it. Believe it and receive it. You can do it, guys. God wants to do it in your life. The one thing I want you to get out of this when you walk away from here today, I want you to be believing in great things. Start to think about right now. What are the dreams that I have? What are the needs that I have? Do I have bills that need to be paid? This widow had her bills paid. Supernatural increase. Do you need that in your life? Is there a dream that you're waiting for it to happen? And you've been thinking, well, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And you're on that one track mind kind of set. Start to expand your mind and believe God for supernatural increase. Keep doing what you're doing, what God is telling you to do. But at the same time, know God can help you and bring it in other ways. God wants you to have increase. God wants you to prosper. He wants to open the riches of heaven to you and pour them out in such abundance that you won't have room for all of it. You will have an incredible abundance pouring down upon you in all ways. It will just keep increasing. And once the ball is rolling with supernatural increase, it will flood into your life. It will flood into your life in amazing ways. One more story here for you. This is Jesus. And he was talking to this great multitude of people. And at the end of the day, they were all hungry and tired. And he said to his disciples, you should feed them. The disciples were like, hey, we don't have that much money to feed. There's about 5,000 guys here. And so he said, well, what do we got? And they brought to him, it was 5 loaves of barley and 2 fishes. And he said, he prayed over it, he blessed it, and he broke it into pieces, and he said, hand it out. You think that would that feed 5,000 at your house? Well, it fed these people. They all ate, and afterwards he collected, he said, collect up whatever's left over. They're going to be leftovers. And he collected up 12 baskets of leftovers. There was 12 baskets of stuff left over after these 5,000 had eaten. Now, the 5,000 number is a little deceptive because 5,000 was only counting the men. There were women and children there too. Some estimate that there was as much as 20,000 people in this crowd that were fed from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's the supernatural increase and the power that you have in your life. God will bring that into your life. Just think about what could multiply. Your strength could multiply. Your health could multiply. Your bank account could multiply. You could have a jug of oil in your cupboard right now that's multiplying and running all over the place. I'm believing in the heat to multiply in this place right now. But supernatural increase is God's way. It's His way that He runs everything, and it's a gift for you. And you can have it. All you need to do is receive it. Believe it, and you will receive it, and you will have it in all ways. You know, one of the great things, if you look at this, God has a way of opening the way when everyone says it's not possible. Believe that. He will bring it in great, great ways. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, It is He who gives you the power to get wealth. When you believe that, that God is the one that's bringing you prosperity and abundance, and you expect supernatural increase in your life, it will come. And you will have an amazing, amazing life. Now remember, our reason for accumulation is distribution. Our reason for accumulation is distribution. When we're working for God, when we're believing in God and expecting God to do these great things, it's not so we can pile it up and save it for ourselves and just have all this great stuff. We will have great stuff. But at the same time, we will be sending it out and helping other people. How can we assist more people? We can't assist them when we have nothing. Look at Jesus. Could he feed these people when he had nothing? No. It wasn't until he used what he had, blessed it, and then it increased that he was able. The increase is how you help the people. You need supernatural increase in your life so you can be a benefit to all the people that need your help. There are people in your lives that need your assistance and need your help. God wants to bring increase in your life so that you can assist them. Elijah could not help the widow until that supernatural increase came in. And then they were able to eat that cake day after day. Jesus could not help this multitude of people with their food until the supernatural increase came in. Then he was able to feed them all, and there were leftovers for later. Who knows how many days they ate on that? It wasn't until the supernatural increase came in that this man could feed the poor, this pastor who believed in a building for free. The more we're ready to receive that supernatural increase, the better position you're in to assist somebody else. And that's the true joy in life. When you just got stuff piled up for yourself and stored away, after a while it doesn't seem so great. But when you can use it to help others, help your family, help your neighbors, help your coworkers, help those people that are really in need that you've been feeling bad about, then what you have really starts to feel good. It starts to feel good that you can do something in your life to help others. And that's what we're all about at Golden Heart, is receiving supernatural increase so we can be a blessing to others.